We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Sim Sima, can you bring me a water, please?
Thank you.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 31st, goes to a young lady named Madison Marie Russo. She's 19 years old. She hails from Iowa, and she is the reason that when people send me GoFundMes, my first reaction is go F yourself. Okay, you know why? Because in this Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, GoFundMe era, people be constantly asking for things, and they be asking for things that some of us used to have to work to get. For example, you don't need a GoFundMe because you need 10 on your windows. Okay? All right? Thank you, Sim. All right? You don't need me to Cash App you because you want to go to Miami for the weekend. All right? I used to get those kind of requests often, but I think folks realize that's not the way to get money out of people. The way to get money out of people is to have a story. And not just any story. A story that pulls at people's heartstrings. Okay? You got to have a sob story. I'm talking Cleo right before she accepted that she was about to go out in a blaze of glory and set it off. I'm talking Ricky getting shot in the back and Boys in the Hood. I'm talking when Charlotte and Charlotte's Web dies because she has reached the end of her lifespan. Sidebar, Wilbur is the reason Charlotte died. All right, she doing all that damn graffiti with her web, writing out full messages to show how special Wilbur was when the reality is his fate was to be bacon. Okay, war poor Charlotte out physically and emotionally. Charlotte sacrificed her own well-being for Wilbur. Dropping the clues bombs for Charlotte from Charlotte's Web. What a selfless spider she was, okay? But your story to receive money from complete strangers has to be that sad, which actually means it has to be that good. And this woman, Madison from Iowa, oh, she's one of those people who had a really good sad story. See, this woman was able to raise $37,000 from donors. $37,000, 37 racks. How was she able to get this money? Let's go to News 8 for the report, please.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maddie Russo, and this
is my story.
A LinkedIn video of 19-year-old Maddie Russo explaining her supposed cancer diagnosis. She claims she was diagnosed with stage 2 pancreatic cancer, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and told there was a football-sized tumor wrapped around her spine. Since then, Russo has talked about going through cancer with the National Pancreas Foundation in Chicago. She's also been on a podcast for Project Purple Online, a group on a mission to find a cure for pancreatic cancer. Her stories on both platforms have since been removed. A GoFundMe fundraiser was started titled Maddie's Fight Against Pancreatic Cancer. Tom Buland was listed as who started the donation page. As you can see, it raised nearly $38,000 from more than 400 donors. By Tuesday, the GoFundMe page was taken down. GoFundMe releasing a statement Tuesday saying they have a zero tolerance policy for misuse of our platform and the group is guaranteeing a full refund to donors.
I really don't understand people like her.
Wow.
I really don't. If you could take the time and energy to create this elaborate false story about having a stage 2 cancer diagnosis with a tumor, then guess what? You can write a script. Okay, you can write a novel. All right, how about write about your dark side instead of leaning into it? Because what happens in these situations is you make it bad for the person who's really dealing with cancer and who would love to have $37,000 to deal with their medical bills. But because of folks like you, okay, folks like me will come across these requests and deny them simply because I don't believe you. You need more people. All right, this woman had a fake stash of medical supplies. You know what I mean? Yeah. And wigs in her apartment. Girl, you could have been throwing plays. Okay, you could be the next Tyler Perry, the next Jordan Cooper, the next August Wilson, but instead of being America's next top playwright, you decided to compete in America's Got Scammers. I don't feel sorry for you, man. Okay, I just hate the wasted talent because anyone who can come up with lavish, successful schemes like this can use that same time and energy figuring out a way to make some money legally, okay? Also, I was born in the 1900s. Okay, your old Uncle Charlotte took a few laps around the sun, and I'm from the era where certain things I just wasn't pretending to be. Because I didn't want to actually be. That's how it was. I didn't want to park in the handicap spot just because I had the handicap decal. Okay, I wasn't parking in the handicap spot, getting out limping. Because I was taught you play like that, you may end up handicapped for real. Faking sick? No, sir. Not me. Hell, I tell my kids that now. Don't play about stuff like that, okay? If something is really wrong, by all means, let me know. But don't pretend because you really might end up that way. Madison, 19 years old from Iowa, clearly got none of those lessons in life. And now she's facing 10 years in prison because she wants to lie. And I hope maybe she get at least 6 months. 6 months so she can just be in there with some tough women. You know what I mean?
some boxer briefs.
Some tough women that will sleep in boxer briefs. Okay? Please give Madison Marie Russo the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
At least 6 months. For a scam that elaborate, you know what I mean? Making light of something that has taken so many people's lives. At least a little 6 months okay. In a prison. You know what I mean?
All right.
Just let us all let a room with some tough women that wear boxer briefs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's all. Mm-hmm. That'll scare us great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
What's her background? You want to play a game?
Okay. I guess it's time to play a game of Guess What Race She Is! All right. Madison Marie Russo, 19 years old of Iowa, did a scam where she said she had stage 2 cancer and a big-ass tumor. She got $37,000 from donors. Guess what race she is? NeNe Leakes.
Completely white.
Why completely white? Not even off-white, just completely white? Why completely
not
white?
Not even beige, completely white.
Damn. DJ Envy.
Yes.
Madison Marie Russo, 19 years old from Iowa, scammed 37 racks out of people by lying about having stage 2 cancer diagnosis and a tumor. Guess what race she is?
White.
Damn.
I'm with you. Black people ain't gonna pay with ailments. Like they ain't gonna say they sick when they not sick.
No,
and then
no.
I don't think people gonna give black people money like that.
About bad luck.
That's right.
That's what
about
I'm
bad
saying.
Luck.
Yeah, bad you just luck. Had a whole conversation about how certain black people don't want to go to the doctor. Yeah. So I ain't about to play about being sick.
I'm not playing about that. Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Both of you are absolutely correct.
Yes!
Madison Marie Russo is completely white.
What do I win? A cash app?
Completely white.
All right. Now when we come back, Stone Boy will be joining us. Of course, he's from Ghana.
Completely Ghana.
Completely Ghana. And we're going to talk to him next. All right, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.